The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Morning, everyone. 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station. Good to have you here. Thursday morning, the 29th of July, 2021. There is already one line open, 303-696-1971, into another hour of open lines. 98 will be the high today, sunny and very hot. And tomorrow, evening storms about 95 and an 82. The weekend comes. The announcement came yesterday that ZZ Top's bassist, Dusty Hill, is gone at 72 years of age. Put a lot of miles on a motorcycle with Eliminator and Tush and, man, A Sharp Dressed Man and all those great, great tunes and saw him in Sturgis play. And it's part of who we were. And 72 years of age, Ron Popeil died. The Pocket Fisherman, Hair in a Can, all those things. And marking Ron Popeil, it is open lines, and it's been an interesting, a calmer morning. Last couple of fist fight mornings, this has been a much calmer morning. And we're talking about the COVID and the masking, but the one question that really has generated a lot of really good comments and good calls, when did you lose faith and trust in the government? When did you finally throw it away? All right, this is Monica, who called and didn't know we had a guest. Monica, you're back up. It's your turn. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Peter. Yes, I just wanted to comment that everybody should be aware of what the government has done by mandating that all VA employees take the shot or they're fired. And I
Well, they haven't
myself,
said that. I've been reading what Joe Biden has said. He is contemplating it.
Well, my daughter, who works for the Denver VA, said that they all got an email saying that that this is coming forthwith.
Well, I mean,
and we were kind of saying, well, whatever happened to all the people? Why aren't people irate? I mean, does Roe v. Wade, my body, my choice, only apply to abortion?
Well,
does it not apply to everything? And why does the government have the right to tell me what I can and cannot do with my body?
And this is really, I come through this all the time. I wrote a column once that if a woman using Roe v. Wade, then why can't you go down on the corner of Colfax and Broadway and sell your body? In other words, why do they arrest prostitutes who are only using their body, right? I mean, that's everything you say. But here's what I, this is what I know as of this morning. Joe Biden will order federal employees, so the email I think has valid, as is valid. Joe Biden will order federal employees today to get vaccine or submit themselves to regular testing, according to reports. Now, as of this far this morning at 3 minutes after eight, he has not done this, but the press releases, the reporters are saying that the Biden administration is considering vaccine mandating for federal employees, and so your daughter would fall under that umbrella.
I don't know. I think the VA might be a separate entity.
Maybe. I don't know.
But here, they've already done, and it sets a dangerous precedent to me for everybody else.
This is, you know, I'm caught, and this is the struggle has been. The fight is on about all of this, and it really gets into trust. And in a general sense, but even perhaps in a greater sense, we collectively have lost faith and trust in our government. And it's, you know, there's a historic question. There's an immediate question. There is this pandemic mandate coming, and the same guy who lifted it all for the All-Star game, I think, will implement it again. Jared Polis, I legitimately don't have an answer. I choose for myself, but
and I'm worried that they will take that choice away from you.
Well, I chose to be vaxxed. I'm vaxxed.
Right.
And I weighed and measured what I thought would happen and would not happen, and I made the choice to get vaxxed. And you know, but the other problem now is the critique that's coming. If you're not vaxxed, will you carry the new variant? Well, the variant will is resistant or isn't resistant to the vax. And I listen, all I can do is read, Monica. I don't have answers. But there are plenty of people I read that say that the Delta, the new variant, it's been, in a better choice of words, lifting weights, is becoming resistant. And the Israelis, it's on the Drudge Report this morning, the Israelis are talking about a third shot. And, you know, and we talked about, I talked about it with people yesterday. If a third shot gets offered, will we, would I take a third shot? Yes, I would. Because what I believe is what I believe. Now, the problem's going to come when, and the problem's here. You're a great call. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, this has, to me, nothing to do with pro-shot, anti-shot. This has everything to do with the federal government telling you what you can and cannot do.
I agree.
And,
but the same thing is true.
How about this nonsense?
But again, I started it yesterday talking about the public drinking cup and cigarettes and seat belts. And, you know, does the government have the right to tell you to put your seatbelt on? Or if you read history and public health, at one time in town squares, there was a public drinking cup. And when people passed through, or the farmers or the shopkeepers or kids leaving school, they would all drink out of the same cup. And they made them, that's how people got sick, is people passed viruses and germs to one another. Tuberculosis got passed that way. And that they came along and said, we're not going to do this anymore. No more public drinking cup. Cigarettes. I don't know how old you are. I'm an old man, 64. Surgeon General,
I'm older than you are.
You're one of the get out of here. No, you're not. But
yeah.
And my point is, then you remember 64, and the Surgeon General said that stuff's going to kill you.
And they said that, and they gave you a choice whether you can continue on with your behavior or not.
Well, and it to our own detriment. But interestingly enough, it's been I remember smoking on airplanes, smoking in bars, smoking in restaurants. I remember, you know. This is terrible, but holding my daughter as a newborn with a cigarette in my mouth. And, you know, we talked about growing up, both of my parents, and it killed them. Both of my parents were heavy smokers. And we'd be going to grandma's or something in the car, you know, four kids, and they both got cigarettes going. The old man's got a beer between his legs. And, you know, we were getting secondhand smoke. That's real. Secondhand smoke is, you know, there's a whole theory that I was already conditioned to become a smoker. I started smoking very young, started drinking very young. But because I was already breathing in and out the nicotine, that I was in the process of getting addicted. It's like crack babies. You know, the mom smokes crack and the baby's born addicted. Junkie babies. Moms use heroin. The baby's born. The baby's addicted. So, you know, we got smart about some stuff.
They put the information forth, and then everybody makes their own choice.
Smokers,
I grew up in a smoking household, and I don't smoke.
But smokers would have continued to smoke. Have you ever been in the third world?
Correct.
Where smoking is okay. There's no. You don't have to go 100 feet from the door. Now, you know, I'm not a drinker, but I go to biker bars and stuff with my friends. People standing, you know, 15 feet away from the front door of the bar having a cigarette. It used to be, man, biker bars were. And there were Stop and Shops, you know. It was like, okay. And that's all gone. And it's gone for the good of all of us. And if you don't have the right. We were talking yesterday about, and it didn't happen, but hypothetically, you know, watching my grandson play ball, or he's sitting with me, and some guy lights a cigarette up behind me. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to say, and the guy wants to, I'd get up and move. No, I'm not going to get up and move. This is the seat. Put the cigarette out. And, you know, you want to kill yourself, that great line, you want to kill yourself, fine, but you're not going to do it to him. And that's right. I mean, it's righteous. I mean, and so we're learning stuff. We learn stuff. Does the government have the right to tell you to put on your seatbelt? Can you get a ticket because you didn't wear your seatbelt? What do you think of that? And seatbelts save lives.
Well, I still feel it should be your own personal choice. You put forth the information, and you do what you feel is right for you.
But again, it might not. Is it right for you to light up a cigarette in a restaurant? Is that your choice, or is that the people around you? Do they have the right to say?
If the restaurateur, whose business it is, says people to smoke in my business, and you don't like it, that restaurant's policy, then don't go to that restaurant.
So then you do have the right then to go to a no-smoking restaurant and fire one up?
Correct.
No, you don't. No, you don't. I mean, If that one, one of the great.
No, you don't. If it's a non-smoking restaurant, that owner has decided what his policy of his business will be.
Where is there? I mean, I know cigar shops because I have friends that smoke cigars and they play poker in cigar shops and everything. Is there really any restaurants anybody knows that are smoking restaurants? I don't think there are, but I could be proven wrong. I don't go that many places, but I don't know of. Matter of fact, the only places I ever show up anymore is biker places, and they don't smoke. I mean, I haven't been in a restaurant where somebody said it's okay to have a cigarette. I haven't seen that in forever. So, I mean, again, you get into this stuff, and Monica, this is a great call, but I don't have an answer. I really don't.
Right. I just would like to see the federal government, you know, it makes its suggestions. The states have more rights. You know, it's a states' rights issue. It's a personal issue.
Well, states' rights
issues.
A lot of things. States' rights, that's been argued, and the federal government has supremacy. And it goes back into the foundations of the country. That's what happened in the civil rights struggle, was places like Alabama and Mississippi, we have the right to not allow black people to vote. Federal government said, no, you don't. And that's when, you know, when the airborne units went to Alabama and Arkansas, went to Little Rock. Federal government came, and at Little Rock High, and because the state of Alabama, George Wallace at the time, he didn't have the right to say this black kid couldn't come to the school or that black man can't vote, and that's the stuff again. Who's got the stroke? And it's really, I mean, it's been argued out in the Federalists. They argue it out in the foundations of the. Is this a confederation of states that have individual rights, or is there really a republic? And the decision was made, and that's really the American Civil War. I mean, Mr. Lincoln holds the country together. You can make a tremendous argument that Mr. Lincoln did not fight for the freedom of African Americans or men and women held in slavery, but he did fight to hold the country together. And then they had the power to do what they did. You're a great call.
Oh, thank you so much,
Peter.
Be
safe. All right, 303-696-1971. You know, the history of the American Civil War. Slavery played out in it, but Mr. Lincoln, after Sumter, they're going to hold the country together. So what do you think? 303-696-1971. Where did it go off the tracks? Where did you go? That's enough. I don't believe a word you say. You need a professional appraisal for all the valuables tucked away in your basement. You're going on summer vacay. You could be sitting on a fortune in cash. My guy, David Ellison, Cherry Creek, paying top dollar for your diamonds and gold and sterling silver, wedding bands, Rolex watches, instant cash on the spot. David's been buying precious metals and antiques in Colorado for decades. David is my guy. If you need some cash as we speak, see the man. Confidential valuations on estate sale, jewelry, precious metals, coins, silver sets, antique items. There's no obligation, free appraisals, private and confidential. We're looking to buy a gift for somebody special. See David. Best prices on diamonds and jewelry. He's my guy. Beautiful, newly remodeled, expanded showroom with black awnings, 3rd and Clayton at Cherry Creek. 6 days a week, and he's there. David's there. Go to David Ellis Jewelry. See David, 303-322-8779. 303-322-8779. You'll be glad you did. David Ellis Jewelry, 303-696-1971. When did it go bad? When did you go, nah, and then what will happen? And it could, if your employer says, if you're not vaccinated, and there are companies now that are doing that, if you're not vaccinated, and it's believed that Joe will do that today, it hasn't happened yet, and this is part of the fight. When did you say, I'm done with it, I have lost trust in this? For me, it was so long ago. You think of it, and we were talking about presidents that you loved and you trusted. And as a little boy, there's no question Harry Truman loved America. There's no question Dwight Eisenhower loved America. Again, that great warning. There's no question Ronald Reagan loved America. There's no question Ronald Reagan loved America. There's no question Ike loved America. Harry Truman loved America. There was never a question of that. Some of these other jokers, ask yourself, do you really think they love this country? Or watching people that would love Colorado, I don't know. Two lines are open. We go to Lynn. Lynn, you're on the show. It's Thursday morning. Thank you.
Good morning. I just wondered, do you feel there's anybody who, obviously there are people who should not have the vaccine. I have so many arguments about this, but that's one of them. Are there people who shouldn't? And should they lose their freedom for the rest of their lives? Because, and also, would you want to be injected just because you feel comfortable? One, two, three, how many vaccines, boosters? It was supposed to flatten the curve.
Once again, it did flatten the curve, but I can't lecture on viruses. I just love it when I hear talk show hosts give medical advice, because that's really even more laughable. But what I am saying is, reading the virologist who I'm reading, this virus morphs, and it changed, and people that went out and it lifted weights and it became resistant. There's a series of things you can read about venereal disease that came out of Southeast Asia, that it became resistant to the normal ways that medicine treated venereal disease. But
is there anybody who should not get it, Peter? Obviously, they could be adverse. There are some people who have been adversely affected by this.
Yeah.
It could be a small amount, but it's like they don't matter. I have known personally in my orbit, not on goofy websites, people who have been adversely affected. I know that the majority of it is okay, but if you didn't want something, you've chosen this.
But what if somebody wanted to inject you, and
you didn't want it?
Well, it isn't so much they want to inject you and you don't want it.
In fact, let me
finish. If you read, and this is not defending Biden, but Biden said if they don't want to get the vax, they have to submit themselves to regular testing, so you'll know whether or not somebody's hot on the job. And he's opening the door for people on religious grounds or physical grounds not to get. But if
you, that's so nice of him.
No, come on. I mean,
no,
I'm not defending. I'm not defending Joe Biden. What I'm saying is for people that you're describing, apparently they're giving them an out.
Peter, I have a 9.0 not antibody. Do you know what that is?
No, I
0.3
don't.
Antibodies is what they consider. If you've had COVID, you have the antibodies. 0.3% is the minimum. I have 9.0. That's from 6 months ago.
All right, then you can.
Doesn't count, does it? That doesn't count.
You're running out ahead of me. I don't know if it counts or not. I know that. I don't know, because I'm reading thus far about the feds, and they are, and I'm not defending Biden, but they're giving people like you out cards.
Hear what you're saying, though?
I'm not saying anything. I'm reading it.
I know, but what I'm hearing you say is that the government gets to tell you that they'll give you a card.
Well, again, we come back to the discussion we just had about public health and about, you know, what is the role of the government in taking away public drinking cups or cigarettes or saying you put on a seatbelt, or I can give you a number of things that the government said, quote unquote, is the right thing. And this vaccine carries with it politics. I tell you the other one, and maybe we could find agreement. This young gymnast, what happened with her has now become political, that it's white people coaching her, or she's this or that. And I'm thinking, this young woman broke down. She broke. Let it go at that. But people have to politicize what happened to this young gymnast. And I'm appalled by that. But people were taking politics into this vaccine. I don't have an answer for you. I really don't, Lynn, and I'm not looking for a fight, but you've chosen to do this,
and the thing is, Peter, I'm back down to the vaccine. Do I have to get, somebody has to come and jab me with the vaccine, and if I don't take it, I'm going to lose all of my rights?
No, you're not.
No,
they're saying to you, what do you do for a living?
I'm late 60s, so I'm just
living
my life.
Right, okay, so you don't work.
I'm not working now.
All right. Here's my text already. You're an absolute idiot, Peter. You're a damn Democrat follower. Goodbye, jerk. What did we just say?
I wouldn't want to call you names, Peter. I've called you for 20 years.
No,
I don't feel that way.
No, listen. No, I just read you what happens, because the way I brought that up. Look,
it's frustrating to me because you sound like what I want to say is even Republicans I know, since they've chosen to get this vaccine, I feel like all of a sudden they're geniuses and everybody else is a moron not getting it. I'm a college-educated person. I've lived my life. And I don't want this injected into me.
I never said that once. Ma'am, I never
bullied.
Said
I feel bullied.
I can't stop how you feel, and I haven't told you to go get a shot, so I don't know where you got that. But I am saying to you is, if you, again, history of the great mother, read of things that have happened before. And I used the public drinking cup. It was the good of everybody that the cup was no longer in use. Cigarettes, you mentioned, you know, being old. We were told in 64, and the government and public health workers and physicians began to take away what you could do. And I remember first time I ever flew in an
airplane, what's put into your bloodstream.
Again, the polio shots or vaccines against other things. I know that this has been a politicized issue, and that's why I mentioned this young woman gymnast. They politicize. Everything has become politicized. There is no high ground anymore. And
I can agree with you on a lot of things, Peter, but this is still
again,
back down
ma'am,
to,
if you if don't,
somebody told you to inject yourself with something you didn't want, would you go ahead and do it knowing
course,
that there are some risks?
Of, listen to me. That's a ridiculous hypothetical question.
No, it isn't.
Of course it is. I'm not
that's
a fool.
That's ridiculous to say it's ridiculous.
Lynn, no one is coming to you and saying, you must put this in your arm. No one's saying that.
Really?
Really?
I can't live my life. Eventually, it's coming where you, this well, is you're, so predictable.
You're saying that, but that isn't true. You're
going
to have to.
You're people that they can't work at their jobs
no,
if they don't
Once
get
again,
it.
Joe Biden says, and I don't give a hoot about Joe Biden,
oh,
but they're
brother.
Saying, listen to me. Or if you don't get the vax, submit yourself to regular testing. That doesn't say get the vax. It's going to find out whether or not you're sick. There's nothing wrong. What's wrong with that?
Every single time you walk in, anywhere,
what's wrong
you've got
with that?
Well,
no, ma'am. No, I'm telling you about being having to go on a job. Regular testing. I don't know what that means. Once a week. Once
you
every.
You don't have to yell at me, Peter.
I'm not yelling at you because you're not responding. What I'm saying to you is the man saying, and I, you know, I'm no Joe Biden person. They are saying you can get the vaccine or submit yourself to regular testing to keep your job.
For how That's, long? The rest of our
oh,
lives?
Oh, hell, listen, I take the last comment, please. This is why the show gets crazy. I'm not
no,
saying.
No, Peter. Yeah,
I'm not saying any of these things. I don't know, Lynn, because I'm not there. I don't know how long it's going to last. I don't know. You may see a third and fourth and fifth variant. You may see this thing get horrible.
Well, yeah, and you'll just get 5 or 10 more shots, too, if they tell you, right?
Yes, ma'am, I will, because I like being alive, and I like being healthy. Ask Stefan if he should have gotten a shot.
I got COVID, Peter. I got COVID.
And some people got it.
I lived my life the last year.
I understand. And some people, dude, you wish, how sick were you?
Really pretty sick.
Do you wish you'd have got the shot?
No.
All right. How many more times, ma'am, how many more times do you want to get sick?
Peter,
my foot. The variant is coming back. If you got sick once, you'll get sick again. You can. That
okay,
can
well,
happen.
Okay,
is that
think,
okay? Is that all right? It's okay to get sick.
I think people have the choice to get sick just like they have the choice to have a lot of things.
All right, then have a nice day.
And
I
people
appreciate
who
it.
Get vaccinated shouldn't worry about other people I'm, who have
ma'am,
it because I'm, that's why they get vaccinated.
Because this variant is coming back through people like yourself who haven't gotten vaccinated.
Oh, it is not coming back from people
okay, fine.
Like me.
Right, well, then who? If you look at the Miami hospital numbers, over 95% of the people in the hospital never got any vaccines, and they got the variant. What does that mean? You
are
got
people,
your smart woman,
getting,
Lynn. Lynn, you're
yeah,
smart.
I know, and so are you, Peter.
Well, tell yourself something because you already got it once, which means you're susceptible. And this thing coming back, is, and you can believe it isn't there, as other people do. They go, oh, it's not there. It's there. I got
the vaccine have gotten COVID.
Do you have any response? Do you have any? Do you have any responsibility of keeping other people safe?
I'm very. You know what? I have washed. I am the. When I go out, I'm the
answer the question. Answer the question.
For 30 years, all I do is
answer,
wash my
a, answer
hands.
The question. Answer
yes,
the question.
I am very careful. Yes, people
right,
are safe around me, Peter.
Really? After even though you had, did you go out and see people when you were sick?
No, I stayed home.
Yeah, and you're going to go.
People,
you're going to stay away from people.
When
you, look, let me read you something. This is a friend of mine, a doctor. Let me read you something.
hands. They never wash their hands. I have been a cootie conscious person for 30 years.
Let me read you something. Get a shot. Let me read you this. 96% of physicians in America are vaccinated. The higher medical education, the higher age of understanding disease, treatment, and vaccination science. It's not worth the battle to help people to choose not to want help, i.e. you. So it's clear, and this is not my words, I'll read it to you, that idiots do not take the vaccine. In a few years, we'll have smarter people left in this country.
Okay.
All right.
Idiots.
Have a good day. All right. 303-696-1971. I wasn't going to read that. There are people wearing disguises in Missouri to get shots because they don't want their peers to see them getting a shot. What's wrong with you? People want the shot, but they're afraid their friends and peer groups will harass them. Effing idiots. Let them get sick. Good way to get rid of this subset of idiots in this world. This is their words, not mine. But they go on to say, 96% of physicians are vaccinated. I didn't know this. The higher medical education they have, the percentage of age of understanding disease, treatment, and vaccination science. It's not worth the battle to help people choose to not want help. It's clear, and again, I'm reading it, idiots do not take the vaccine. In a few years, we will have smarter people left in the United States of America. Look, this thing can do damage. It's a little badass. And Stefan could get it again. It could come back and nail Stefan again. His immunes and his antibodies aren't standing up to this little sucker that's coming back. And the little sucker could come back again. Read what these people are saying. This thing can go out and turn around, come back on you again, come back on you again. You don't know. And if you have to get another shot to prevent it, so be it. 303-696-1971. A lot of my songs, man. This is one. This is a biker song. Don't you think? First one, lead us old 710 KNUS. This won't be the first time this old cowboy spends the night alone. Thursday morning, the 29th of July, Marshall Tucker Band, 98 to high today. Lines are jammed up, 710 KNUS. I was trying to avoid the fight. Billy said, we can't avoid the fight. Dan Kaplis' law firm, these guys are the best of the best. Thousands of innocent people are killed, injured every year in truck accidents. Kaplis Law, long successful track record against the trucking industry. If you got injured on a motorcycle, a car, something happens to someone in your family. Danny won the largest jury verdict in a truck accident case in Colorado in a decade. $2.5 million jury verdict against an out-of-state trucking company. Death and destruction, numerous multi-million dollar out-of-court settlements. He is, and he's a good man. Kaplis' law firm, serious firm for serious cases. Something happened in your family, somebody in your family. People from all walks of life can benefit from Danny's skills. And again, they will get right back. 303-907-5003, 907-5003, 907-5003. Hit KaplisLaw.com. C-A-P-L-I-S. Danny's there, Dan. KaplisLaw.com. We go to Charles. You're on the radio show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Peter.
Hey, man.
I just wanted to tell you that you're doing an excellent job this morning. I really appreciate the way that you're handling the topic. And as somebody, like, I have family members with autoimmune disorders who cannot get the vaccine or can get the vaccine and are still not as protected as the rest of us. And so to hear somebody call in and say, are there people out there who can't get the vaccine for any reason, as some sort of argument against us vaccinated?
We get vaccinated because of your relative.
Exactly. So that, you know, drives me a little crazy. I think the most educating thing about your last caller was when you asked them kind of point blank if we have an obligation to care about the health of other people. And she hesitated and then came at you with an excuse.
Well, don't go back. I don't like going back on callers. That's not a good thing. But historically,
you're right.
Historically,
I want to say I think that what's educational about that is that she is not alone in that attitude. And I think that's the core of it is just,
well, there is this.
Can you convince people?
No.
That's important.
No, because this becomes a religion at this point in this country. And mm-hmm. I'm not a religious person, and religion scares me, matter of fact. But I started this the other day about cigarettes, and there are public health issues. The public drinking cup is just a great example of we did this for each other. We got away. I mean, maybe somebody still wanted to drink out of the public drinking cup. Maybe. Or maybe still if there's someone wanted to light up a cigarette next to you at the restaurant or smoke on the airplane with you or, you know, any number of things.
Yeah, as a guy who was a bartender in South Dakota with asthma before they banned indoor smoking,
yeah.
I'm okay with public health measures, you know.
We've decided the universality of what's the correct thing. I was mentioning when Dwight Eisenhower sent the 101st Airborne to Little Rock. It was the right thing to let those kids go to that school. The state people said, no, we have the right to tell you, you can't come in here. And Eisenhower, Justice Department with the Kennedys, with U.S. Marshals, they said, no, you can't deny these people, you know, educate. You can't deny them the right to vote. And, you know,
because
still,
it was the right. It was the right thing to do.
That's exactly right. And we don't have any. Sadly, we're out of right and wrong in this country, or we're just in the middle of lies. We're just everybody's telling lies and people are standing by their lies. And it's going to crack us. It really is. It's going to. And because they talk about in this country, but this reading the history of the Spanish flu or reading the history of the Black Death or the Red Death or what's happened before. It isn't about Denver, Colorado, and it isn't about Florence, Italy, and it isn't about Tehran, and it isn't about Baghdad. It's the world that has this disease in it right now, or this virus in it. And this thing, I'm a reader, and this virus it's training. It wants the COVID's job is to produce more little COVIDs. That's its job. It doesn't circle in the air and look for black people or gay people. It's the COVID. And it wants to survive, and it finds a way to get past the barriers that medicine has thus far put up. I was mentioning, I read this extensive stuff about venereal disease. There you go, Peter. Out of Southeast Asia, and GIs got lots of venereal diseases, and they gave them the traditional treatments. And the diseases found their ways to get stronger and get around it and became strains of venereal disease that aren't very treatable. You know, it's just the truth. And I look at this stuff and I think the Israelis are giving a third shot, which makes everybody really mad. They're all screaming now on the internet. Would you get a third shot? Of course I would. I mean,
sure.
Of course I would. Now,
I don't want to get COVID.
And better yet, people like this family member of yours. We want to protect them.
And yeah, my biggest fear, I've always said, is that I'm going to get COVID and have no symptoms and give it to somebody who gets really, really sick.
And, like, look what happened to Stefan.
I'll probably be fine.
It damn near killed Stefan. And Stefan's in great shape.
Yeah.
He's my guy, man. I love Steph. And Stefan damn near died. And friends, I know there's I used to fight, and there's an old fighter that died, and I don't have any answers for that. I know that my grandson needs to go through this because they're little guys. And there has to be we know that the 1918, 1919, 1920 flu, the Spanish flu, which was a variant of this, it went, they say, into reservoir because there was, but we have to get to that point.
I worry that if we don't, that if we keep letting it mutate and mutate, that eventually it will target.
Oh, sure.
Kids. That'll be far too late. I agree with you that we have this problem in the world, and I think that having people like you who are giving historical context,
well, come in
engaging
here
with people on the topic.
Look at the screens, because I'm stumped. There's a Luddite element,
yes, that's
in this.
A good word.
I mean, and there, Ned Ludd was this guy that, I brought about this yesterday. And wooden shoes were really, and they did this, you know, the Luddites were in the early parts of the 19th century. And this guy, Ned Ludd, was a weaver. I've read his life story. Anyhow, they would take their wooden shoes and stick them into gears. And their shoes were called sabots. And that's where we get a word sabotage. Comes from the Luddites and what they were doing. And there's this Luddite part of this that, oh, no. You know, and I think to myself, I have a friend who we fellow motorcyclist, and he's a very brilliant surgeon. And he sent me this morning about the percentage of practicing physicians. 96% of practicing physicians are vaccinated. And so some guy sends me a message, well, they have to get. No, they don't have to.
No.
The higher,
and also, like, if people are saying this should be a decision between you and your doctor, then ask your doctor if you should get vaccinated. Yeah. I'm sure they will tell you yes.
And there's doctors that, I mean, but... And no, here's one. The difference between polio and COVID is a polio vax eradicated disease. No, it doesn't. No, it didn't. There's polio in the world.
No.
I mean, this is the kind of mindset that I, listen, one difference between polio and the COVID, the polio vax eradicated disease. No, it didn't. There is still polio in the world. You go into the third world and you'll see children
there's
with
polio.
See,
in Afghanistan. What?
You'll see children with polio. Absolutely.
That's crazy.
No, but it's the thought
well,
process.
Well, Pete, I gotta go to work, but I wanted to tell you, just keep up the fight.
No,
and
Rennie,
I really appreciate you this morning.
You're the one. All right. Thursday morning, 98 to be the high. Summertime is here. On Tuesday, we had lunch with Dave Nestor and all the guys from Urban Lights, and it's just a special place. Urban Lights has the latest in LED lighting, all lit up on display. What I did, I needed some fixtures, and I took my little phone. I took pictures of the things that, you know, the places that needed. And we all went. The family truckster, we all go. And my grandson loved the place. And Urban Lights, because it's like all the stuff's moving around, it's lit up. The best selection for any room in your home, indoors or out, the 20,000-square-foot stylized galleries make it easy to find your personal style. Inspired to find new ideas for every room in your home, local lighting experts help you find the right size and the type of lighting, interactive hands-on light labs, overhead fans are the real answer. Drop in their showroom and look and schedule a free design appointment. 40% off all lighting, selected ceiling fans, and home decor this weekend. Put your trust in a local business that has easy returns, free local delivery, and price matching. 7 days a week. Find them just south of I-25 on Santa Fe between Florida and Mississippi. UrbanLightsDenver.com. 7 days a week. Tell them I sent you in. Knock another 10 off. It is really a great place. You owe yourself a try on, right? South of I-25 between Florida and Mississippi, 7 days a week. Denver, they're called Urban Lights Denver, and then UrbanLightsDenver.com. All right, everybody, 8:47, 13 before the hour. Good morning, Thursday, 98 to high and 95 tomorrow, and the weekend went in and out. I got some more work I want to do on my bike to get ready to make the Hodge. 710 KNUS, thanks for being here again. We did our best. You cannot avoid the fight. Chances are right now you can refi your home loan and save $500 a month. Data shows 20% of homeowners are experiencing that right now. Really, you could save even more dough only if you call American Financing. I urge you, I did this. And made savings, you tighten up the amount of time you owe, and then saving money. It's like getting a paycheck, getting an increase. If you're saving a grand a month, that's a grand a month paycheck. That's a grand a month in your pocket, not going to the mortgage company. They can do terms 10 years and over because you shouldn't pay interest for years that you don't need. Truly, man, this is like the smartest thing you can do for yourself this morning. 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000 online, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate, 303-695-7000. We're coming up on time. We go to Blaine. You're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hey, how we doing today, buddy?
Go ahead.
Well, you know, I think getting back to your, I think, topic of the show is, you know, when did you quit trusting the government or, you know, something along that lines? I think for me, everything became a different battle when this thing was unrolled. I was doing as much research as possible biologically on what this is that our enemy is. And what ended up changing the whole scene for me was the amount of censorship of the other opinions of people just trying to share information. Trying to say, is there alternatives? How can we come up with this? And then the systematic censorship of everything that had anything against the narrative that was supposed to be pushed on all fronts. And I think that when you you don't need to get in the middle of the fight so much as back out and see the reactions.
Did you get vaccinated?
No, I haven't. I've not gathered enough information about anything.
But is it
other than I know that there is no legal responsibility for any of this that's being pushed out?
But then we're not talking about how old are you?
42.
Did you ever do drugs and alcohol?
Oh yeah.
How much?
Recreation.
I'm talking about what you put in your body. Now you won't do this.
Well, yeah, that's because what I have, you know, on that front is of the earth. You know, that's these are plant based.
And that was people used to cop that in front of a judge.
Well, no, I mean that's a question of perspective on many fronts. You know,
what I'm saying
I think is when people are in this mistrust mode. It stems from the censorship that we're in right now. I think you can agree with that, that it's absolutely never been at the height of what it is right now.
But that's the argument in social media, and it's like that's a separate argument. It's you ask yourself this and ask yourself why are these physicians and ask yourself all this stuff. And there are people I come back. Stefan's my friend. Stefan damn near died. In radio lexicon, it's a deadly ass thing out there floating around, and I'm not willing to play the government conspiracy theories. I'm not willing to play the we don't know enough theories. That's fine. I'm not telling you to go and do this. But what I'm saying to you is, I'm stunned by people that find ways out, and you know, history teaches us things. And there's not a moment that you can show. I mean, you can use the syphilis experiments in Tuskegee. Sure about that. I mean, and there was also what happened with the children with thymidolite, I think is how it was pronounced. But other than that, there's not a lot of places where you can find where it worked backwards. And again, as a, you know, a passion in my life is reading history. And I've been chasing this one. That's when I got back to public drinking cups and cigarettes and seatbelts.
Yeah, no, but there's so many instances where we can play devil's advocate with.
Yeah, sure.
You know, on this subject, you know, the Mexican government when their hospital rates back first of this thing hit, they were unbelievably consumed with these cases, and they made a point blank decision to start issuing ivermectin to everybody that came in and tested positive, and it dropped their hospital rate by 75%, which we never heard about.
Well, Mexico has been ripped apart by this. I mean, places in the world, I have friends in Middle East that, what's happened? And I'm not smart enough, but I can read, and I can read about the Delta, and it's a variant. And the thing about viruses is they're just these things that want to live. They want to survive.
Sure.
And,
sure.
You know, if you look at it in those terms, when people started this stuff that about black people and COVID, I thought, no, it's nonsense. The COVID virus doesn't care if you're black, white, green, straight, gay, you know, old, young, but it kills. And it kills old guys. It kills old guys like me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would argue, too, that, you know, the U.S. government does not have a huge track record of protecting its people's health.
Well, yes, it does.
And it's no more evident by what they allow in our food.
And I disagree, because we can talk about public drinking and seatbelts and polio shots and cigarettes. The government, I fear the government, but the government has done things right on things like this in the past. And I made my decision predicated. I really, you know, I thought it through and okay. And I'm going to do what's right. And I would get a third shot. The Israelis are now doing a booster. And
right.
And believe me, if the booster is available, I will take it. And the government's not going to do whatever it's going to do. But first of all, I love your call. You're a very rational call. But man, oh man, we're sitting and looking at something that if it cuts loose, and I've read the history of the so-called Spanish flu and the Black Death and the Red Death, and, you know, brother,
yeah,
man,
yeah.
I love you,
yeah.
Man. Good call. Good way to end
it. All right, buddy.
Take it easy, you too. Well, we got through 3 hours without a fist fight, and then the fourth hour, the bar fight broke out. That's one of those moments. Who are you looking at? That was a talk radio. Who are you looking at? And that guy said, I'm looking at the next guy going to Allegheny General, and the fight's on. Tomorrow, Jeff Decker's on the show, and I don't know, 7 this afternoon. Take care, everybody. See you. Thanks, Billy Thorpe. Billy, you stayed out of the fight today. It's a Thursday, and Dusty Hill, man. Wow. Take care, everybody. See you in the morning at 5.